Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go live to the Middle East. Jordana Miller is joining us. Celebrations over a ceasefire deal in some spots. Jordana, what's the latest?
Well, there are many celebrations going on throughout the Gaza Strip and in parts of the Middle East over the announcement of this Gaza ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which if all of the logistic steps happen smoothly, is set to begin on Sunday. Where, you know, the world will be watching, will, God willing, see three live Israeli hostages come out. Israel will release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners over the course of this first phase, which is a cessation of hostilities for 6 weeks, 600 trucks of aid set to come into the Gaza Strip. And during this first period, the sides will begin talking about phase two, where beyond the 33 hostages that are slated to come out, including all the women, the elderly, and the injured hostages, the sides will begin talking about the release of the IDF soldiers and men that were taken hostage by Hamas on October 7th. In Israel, there are some mixed feelings about this deal, and even we're learning last-minute disputes between the sides about, for example, the list of Palestinian prisoners that will be released. The Israeli prime minister releasing a statement not long ago that Hamas, accusing Hamas of reneging on some parts of this deal that it had already agreed to. And so that is, you know, the sides are trying to hammer out those final details. That's why we have not heard a declaration or an announcement from the Israeli side. Even though this deal is set to move forward, we hope that announcement will come in the coming hours. The Israeli prime minister will get this deal passed and approved by his security cabinet and the government. He has the votes. We're just waiting for those last details. Nobody here feels that the deal is really in jeopardy, but this is somewhat of a delay.
Okay, we'll be watching for that. Jordana, thank you. Jordana Miller joining us live from Jerusalem.